Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first playoff recording for GGW7. It's time to go to the word file and bust their shit out. First up on the list, PK. I'm not too thrilled with some of the grammatical aspects here, but this was a great spin on the original and a joy to read. You essentially fulfilled the prompt completely. I cannot think of a much better way to put yourself into the semifinals yet again. Really, that's all I got for you this round. I mean, that was great, really. Scrolling on down to VOC. This was good. I actually do appreciate the fact that you broke things up for me into interesting sections. This was well edited, and it was a nice story. My real complaint, though, is that aside from the name dropping, I'm seeing very little pieces of the original travesty. At least, that was the case at the start. I wasn't expecting a restricted rewrite, but it was essentially the end of your prologue before there was any indication that this actually followed the prompt. Aside from that, I think you created a great piece with a great plot, and it was interesting. So, woot! Black Gabriel. This was a nice spin on the story. You really produced a captivating read for me here, and I certainly enjoyed it. A few touch-ups need to be made here and there, but this made for a nice, you know, kind of pseudo Law and Order Dragnet style spin that has stood out thus far in my mind. More scrolling. Ooh. Eris, I think you followed the prompt extremely well. I wish there had been a little bit more to the story than there was, though, and the ending really wasn't all that inviting. However, I love the spin you took on this to work out all the personalities. Although, some elements here do kind of border on cliché, but you put your signature on it and made it yours. And so, let's see what happens. More scrolling. Eutora. The beginning of this was a bit slow for me, but dear God, this picked up into something epic panda. The psychological aim may not be exactly refreshing, it's been done before, but the way you fucking interwove bits of backstory just made it pop and kept my mind churning to refreshing scenes that proved to be boosts in, you know, captivation. So, here you had just a pure execution win, really. This was great. Frosted, you made a reasonable attempt here, and I think you took advantage of your alternate position. As I didn't get an entry from TLM, you're back in the running. However, I'll be honest and say I'll be surprised if you make it to the next cut with this one. Quite frankly, while you hit the prompt up, and flaws in the grammatical sense were minor, there's just one major thing that I can't get past no matter how many times I think about this piece. I was informed this story, and not told. I wasn't drawn in. And in terms of execution, kind of amazing how this follows right on, you know, the heels of Eutora, I just can't get over that. I needed to be enveloped by the story, and instead it kind of felt like it was being read to me. And I just think that needs to be worked out a little bit when you go forward and writing entries and all that good shit. So, this leaves me with the difficult predicament of telling people who the hell is going on. This is tough. And I just need to take a moment to go over this because I was thinking about it for a second. I didn't get an entry from TLM, which was kind of sad. And I looked everywhere. And the reason why I say that it's sad, although I guess that was somewhat advantageous for Frosted, is that had TLM had a piece for me, we would have had, out of the, you know, six participants, three are, you know, former GGW champions. One is this year's Faulkner Cup winner. And, another is last year's runner-up. So, as you can tell, you know, five out of six people, in that case, have had well-rooted success in this contest. And it's very interesting to see all of those elements come together. So, I sat there, and there were really five entries that stood out to me as noteworthy for moving on. And that would be PK's, Black Gabriel, Eutora, Eris, and VOC. But alas, there are only four four spots in the semifinals, and I had to nitpick tenths of points again, which is unfortunate, but it just has to come down to this. So at the end of all of this crap, it essentially boiled down to an heiress versus VOC debate, and I have to give that spot to VOC in this case. I pondered this for about an hour, actually. And the reason, Eris, to explain to you why in this case you will be the alternate going into the semifinals is essentially this. I was able to wait an hour after setting everything down and just chatting on Skype and talking to my friends and all this good shit. And when I asked myself, which entries can I recollect? Yours was the one missing from this recollection. And I mean, it wasn't even, it wasn't the first, it wasn't the last, it was in the middle, so it's not like there's an ordering thing here. It just didn't quite stand out at the level that, say, I thought VOCs did in this case. I feel you wrote it extremely well. I'm not trying to be like a fucking Debbie Downer here on this bitch, because really, again, the point spread in this from top to bottom is extremely small. This is very nitpicky for me, but and because of that, I feel it warrants perhaps a little bit more detail into my thought process as what I normally give during my recording. But that's the way it is. That's the way we have to go forward. So write an entry, because you're an alternate, and you never know if someone's gonna miss. But that's where things stand. So those going on to the semifinals: Eutora, PK, Black Gabriel, and VOC, with the alternate being Eris. This is gonna be really fucking interesting. I hope by now you've seen the ridiculous prompt that was selected for you for the semis. And you know what's coming. I'm digging down deep. Get the hell off my audio file, you goddamn hippies.